The work to get the fuel off the sunken tender Lone Star is nearly complete. The vessel has been leaking fuel into a salmon-producing river in Bristol Bay for nearly a month. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The U.S. Coast Guard confirms that the fuel's been removed from all but one of the 9 tanks on board the Lone Star, and that tank is expected to be emptied by Tuesday. Petty Officer Sean Eggert is a spokesman for Coast Guard Sector Anchorage.
From there, we'll be moving into the salvage operations, and they are hoping to have all the vessels and equipment on scene that they need by no later than Thursday.
The 78-foot Lone Star sank in the mouth of the Agushik River on June the 30th, and since that time, it's been leaking fuel into the river. Eggert confirms that sheening around the vessel is still being seen.
There has been a fairly consistent sheening that we've spotted, but no major spills or leaks as they've been conducting their work. So things seem to be going pretty well.
It's unclear how much fuel's actually leaked into the river, but at the time of the sinking, the vessel was carrying over 13.7 thousand gallons of diesel fuel and hundreds of gallons of other petroleum products. The Lone Star is sitting in about 18 feet of water, and Petty Officer Eggert says the tides and currents in the area have created challenging working conditions for the responders.
There's been pretty steady progress throughout last week. You know, obviously this whole thing has taken about a month now, but the pace has been quickening as they've been moving along and getting into this. And you know, we hope to have this vessel up out of the water pretty soon.
The leaking fuel from the Lone Star resulted in the Alaska Department of Fish and Game closing the commercial set net fishery and putting in place a 6-mile closed area around the vessel for the drifters. Those closures will stay in place until the vessel's removed from the river. Lifting the closures won't really change anything because the sockeye run to the Agushik River is over. The escapement goal was exceeded by about 88,000 fish. That's a lost economic opportunity for the area fishermen. They are primarily from the small Bristol Bay village of Manicotic. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.